To my wife, Allison, who finds it hilarious that I am a marriage expert. Preface. Panic in Evanston. I was working hard to look relaxed, as if the two of us were just having a regular research meeting. Professors meet with graduate students all the time to work through the sorts of thorny conceptual issues that arise when writing articles. Grace Larson had just finished her first year as a doctoral student at Northwestern, and she was looking to me for answers. But what she told me in that meeting had, in under an hour, shattered some of my most central assumptions about marriage. Meanwhile, a deadline loomed. I had promised to submit a feature article presenting an ambitious new theory of marriage in America. The article, which would eventually clock in at a novella-length 30,000 words, was due in October of 2013. Three of my students and I had divided up the initial tasks, and Larson was, in that meeting in June of 2013, reporting back to me on what she had learned. The invitation. 2 months earlier, the psychologist Ronnie Janoff Bullman had invited me to submit a target article for the scholarly journal Psychological Inquiry. This journal has a distinctive structure. Each issue consists of a target article, around a dozen expert commentaries, and a response to commentaries from the authors of the target article. I proposed an article on an idea I'd been playing with, that diverse forces had increasingly freighted marriage in America over time, piling so much expectation and responsibility on this one relationship that it threatened to buckle under the strain. We Americans increasingly look to our spouse to be our best friend and closest confidant, to provide sizzling sex, to help us grow as individuals, the list goes on. At the same time, we spend less time with our friends, parents, and siblings, and we are less engaged in organized civic activities outside the home. Collectively, these forces place tremendous pressure on the marital bond, and few marriages are able to withstand the stress. Janoff Bullman approved this topic, and my students and I started scouring the research literature for evidence that marriage is in trouble. As social psychologists, our primary expertise revolves around the thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that enhance or undermine relationship quality. We study topics like commitment, forgiveness, and sexual desire, and we do so by collecting data on people who are involved in serious romantic relationships. Neither historians nor sociologists, we lack primary expertise on how the institution of marriage has changed over time. Larson's first task was to start delving into the history of marriage. Her findings, as preliminary as they were, revealed that my central thesis was wrong. The idea that Americans have, over time, been asking more and more of our marriage sounds reasonable, but the historical record makes plain that we are, in crucial respects, asking less and less. During the colonial era, people looked to their marriage and to the broader familial alliances linked to it for things like food production, shelter, and healthcare. In a literal sense, they looked to their marriage to help them survive. We're asking a lot of our marriage today, but few of us are asking for life itself. After the meeting with Larson, I became consumed with the effort to reconcile this stubborn fact with the theory I had proposed for the target article. How exactly had American marriages changed, and how did these changes influence marital success and failure? I didn't know the answer. I felt like a skydiver who realizes after jumping out of the plane that he isn't sure how to deploy his parachute. An unfinished task. In the ensuing weeks and months, I worked with my collaborators, not only Larson, but also the doctoral students Chen Ming Ri and Kathleen Carswell, to overhaul my theory of marriage. Correcting a theory like this is a scientific duty, but doing so also had a happy, unexpected consequence. The story changed from one of pessimism to one of optimism. It's true that the institution of marriage in America is struggling. But I came to realize that the best marriages today are better than the best marriages of earlier eras. Indeed, they are the best marriages that the world has ever known.